Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for joining me, it's good to have your company. So what kind of a mood are you in today? Chirpy cheery or dear drooper? Manic or melancholic? Humorous or meditative? I'm asking because this programme is about our moods and our general disposition in life. I must introduce you to my favourite German word. It's a big word, worthy of any Scrabble board, and certainly a word to impress your friends with. The word is Weltanschauung. Weltanschauung. It's not easily translated into one English word or idea. It means our attitude to life, our outlook, our philosophy of life, our worldview. For example, you know how we sometimes say to teenagers, I don't like your attitude. That is their Weltanschauung. Or, you know the cartoon picture of a busy street in beautiful sunny weather, but there's one person walking along with a private rain cloud over their head, and it's just raining on them. We each have our own microclimate, our own Weltanschauung. Or, you know how astronauts on the moon bring their own atmosphere, their environment, and their life support system with them, in the form of their spacesuit and oxygen supply. Well, on Earth, we put on metaphorical moon helmets, and we live inside our own wee worlds. So here's a selection of different Weltanschauungs, outlooks, attitudes to life, some good, some bad, you decide.
Until I'm in my grave, I'll be dreaming of a life of ease and mountains, oh, mountains of thanks. Have a big expensive car, drag my furs on the ground. Have a maid I can tell to bring me anything. Everyone will look at me with envy and with greed. Now revel in their attention and mountains, oh mountains of thanks.
I will speak out for those who have no voices. I will stand up for the she said to me,
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, the future's not ours to see,
Que sera, sera,
what will be, will be.
What it seems, we're always searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. There's someone else in your imagination. You wish that you were standing in their shoes. You'd change your life without much hesitation, but would you if you really had to choose? Now don't much better by far to be just who you are. And the other man's grass is always greener. The sun shines brighter on the other side. The other man's grass is always greener. Some are lucky, some are not. But let's be thankful.
By the sun each morning, put my feet on a hardwood floor. I get to hear my children laughing down the hall through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. I have been blessed, and I feel like I've found my way. I thank God for all I've been given at the end of every day. I have been blessed with so much more.
Of land under starry skies above, don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me.
I'm out of step with the world of today, so I keep being told. I'm still fighting my selfishness, I guess I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody, I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Make me a channel of your peace. It is important that we are part.
Together we hold strong in this everlasting tapestry.
As you can hear, all these songs are examples of Weltanschauungs, attitudes to life. Life is about making the most of our given circumstances, making our own internal responses to external things, playing the hand of cards which life has dealt out to us. Often we cannot control the external things, but maybe we can control our internal responses to them. We cannot change the whole world, but maybe we can change our own inner wee world. Of course, it's not easy to do that, and sometimes it's easier to change everything else than ourselves. Sometimes we're stuck in ruts, addicted, genetically determined, environmentally contaminated, sociologically conditioned, and therefore victims of ourselves and our own Weltanschauungs. We can sometimes be the hardest nut to crack. But anyway, usually, if not always, it is easier to change our attitudes and habits and ways than to change the world around us. We've a big say in our own Weltanschauungs. Our personal Weltanschauungs, attitudes, worldviews, outlooks, are not selected ready-made off a clothes rack. They organically grow like coral reefs, growing little by little, always modifying. They're made up of thousands, nay millions, of little choices in daily life. Each one little and insignificant in itself, but all adding up cumulatively into making us the people that we are. For example, a beer belly takes many pints, daily, over a long period of time. A wise mind takes many hours of study, daily, over the course of a lifetime. All the time, little by little, often imperceptibly, we are becoming who we are. So be aware of our Weltanschauungs, our own and other people's. Accept the responsibility and the opportunity to jettison unhelpful Weltanschauungs and to go on to mould and fashion our own good lives and positive Weltanschauungs.
I look into the window of my mind, reflections of the fears I know I've left behind. I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now. And you can do the same, yeah. Well, what have you done today to make you feel proud?
It's never too late to try.
What have you done today to make you feel proud? So many people, if you make that break for freedom, what have you done today to make you feel proud? There's still so many answers I don't know. Realize that to question is how we grow. So I step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way, can't stop me now. And you can do the same, yeah. Well, what have you done to make you feel proud?
It's never too late to try.
What have you done today to make you feel proud? You could be so many people.
I'm sure we've all been there, especially on January the 1st. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to do things differently, think differently, be different. We all want to improve our lives and be better people. We want a better attitude, outlook, philosophy of life, Weltanschauung. But how to get it and how to nurture it and keep it, that is the challenge. Michael Card tried and failed many times, till at last he cracked it, as he sings here.
I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer, turn my back on the deceiver, gonna live what I believe. I have decided being good is just a fable, I just can't cause I'm not able, gonna leave it to the Lord. There's a wealth of things that I professed,
In the Bible, St. Paul urges us all to have the mind of Christ, to form a Weltanschauung like that of Jesus, to become more and more Christ-like in word, thought and deed. We can only gain the mind and Weltanschauung of Jesus by living close to him daily. You know how we worry about our children keeping bad company in case bad influences rub off on them, and we hope and pray that they will keep good company so that good influences will rub off on them. Well, the best thing for them and for ourselves is to live close to Jesus, so that his influence will shape our lives and make us chips off the old block, and we become his spitting image. As we form relationships with other people, our separate life stories begin to merge into one joint life story, and we're wedded to them for better or for worse. We begin to think alike, feel for each other, know each other, share Weltanschauungs. It doesn't happen overnight, nor in a brief wedding ceremony. It doesn't necessarily happen after years of living in the same house together. It only happens to the extent that we work at really sharing life together, communing together, becoming soulmates. By the way, one main reason why people hesitate to form friendships and chicken out of marriage is because of the real fear of letting someone else's Weltanschauung weave a spell over us and permanently change our Weltanschauung. Here's Susan Boyle and Donny Osmond worried about that, but deciding in the end that it is worth the risk, and seizing the life-affirming moment and
no
committing themselves to each other.
Darkness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
Say you love me every waking moment. Turn my head with talk of summertime. Say you need me with you now and always. Promise me that all you say is true.
you're safe, no one will find you. Your fears are far behind you.
All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you always beside me, to hold me and to hide me.
Then say you'll share with me one love, one lifetime. Let me lead you to your solitude. Say you need me with you here, beside you, anywhere you go. Let me go too. That's all I ask of you. This is the moment, this is the day, this is the moment when I know I'm on my way. Every endeavor I have made ever is coming into play, is here and now today. This is the moment when all I've done, when all the dreaming, scheming and screaming become one. This is the day, just see it shine, when all I've lived for.
In the same way, Jesus and ourselves gradually bond together over our lifetime, as we daily conform our will to his will, sitting day by day at the Master's feet as willing and eager disciples. Bye for now, and I leave you in the hands of Don Francisco and Jesse Dixon.
I know what you've been hearing, I've seen hide your fear, embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. You've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I have chosen you, there's no need to run away. I have chosen you, why do you doubt the words I say? Through it all I've been right by your side. Ask me and you will not be denied.